from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting suicide bombing in Syria. Syrian state television reports a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in Tahrir Square in central Damascus, killing at least 18 people and wounding many more. Syrian security forces said they had pursued three car bombers, destroying two at the entrance to the city before they could do the damage. Saudi Arabia and its allies involved in a prolonged diplomatic dispute with Qatar said Monday they would extend by 48 hours a deadline for Qatar to comply with their demands. A coordinated statement released early Monday by the state news agencies in Kuwait and Saudi Arabia confirmed the deadline had been extended until the end of Monday. Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, and Egypt severed diplomatic and commercial links with Qatar on June 5th, accusing the government in Doha of supporting terrorism in alliance with Iran. University of San Francisco scholar Stephen Zunis spoke with VOA about the possibility of more sanctions on Doha.
In many respects, the sanctions already imposed are extremely severe in terms of the land, sea, and air blockade, the withdrawal of diplomatic relations, suspending their membership in the Gulf Cooperation Council, which is an important strategic and economic alliance. It's hard to think what additional sanctions could be imposed short of actual war.
Qatar has denied the accusations. President Trump discussed the threat posed by North Korea's nuclear program in separate phone calls with President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. At this week's G20 summit in Hamburg, Germany, Mr. Trump will hold bilateral meetings with the Chinese and Japanese leaders, plus South Korean President Moon Jae-in and Russian President Vladimir Putin. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says a rapidly spreading cholera outbreak in Yemen has claimed 1,500 lives since April and is suspected of affecting 246,000 people. The WHO's representative in Yemen says the number of suspected cases in the country's second outbreak of cholera in 6 months has multiplied tenfold in the last 2 months. One of the WHO's partners in the fight against cholera in Yemen is UNICEF. This is its deputy representative in Yemen, Dr. Sharon Varkey.
We are setting up special treatment centers to treat cases. We are also working on ensuring that people have safe water and sanitation services. And most importantly, we are now working at the level of the household with an army of 10,000 community volunteers who are going house to house to educate people on how they can protect themselves and their children from cholera.
The WHO says one quarter of those killed by the disease in Yemen are children. Up to 18 people were feared killed Monday in one of Germany's worst road accidents after a tour bus carrying pensioners burst into flames in a collision with a trailer truck. Police said in a statement that 30 passengers were taken to hospital, some with serious injuries. The others are believed to have died in the burning tour bus, which had been carrying 48 people. Is the United States witnessing a titanic struggle between a populist president and a concerted media onslaught waged by liberal-dominated news industry giants and backed by wealthy coastal elites? With more, here's Steve Norman for VOA.
The video singling out CNN President Trump posted to his Twitter account came from a professional event where Mr. Trump performed outside the wrestling ring in a fake match. The CNN logo is superimposed on the head of Mr. Trump's conquered opponent. White House Homeland Security Advisor Tom Bossert rejected the idea that someone might interpret the Trump video as a threat against journalists. He appeared on the ABC television program this week.
He's the most genuine person, and the people that see politicians and then see him find him to be someone that they can understand and relate to.
Mr. Trump's tweet drew scores of negative reaction, but he issued another tweet pledging he would triumph over what he called the dishonest media. I'm Steve Norman.
Events of the past few days have reinforced the image of the two diametrically opposed echo chambers, each deaf to the other like parallel universes in a deeply polarized nation. Electric car maker Tesla says its much-anticipated car for the masses will go on sale on Friday. CEO Elon Musk made the announcement today on Twitter. The car will be priced starting at roughly $35,000. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.